This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boomer had a Jets question for me. He is just entering the studio as we speak. He's going to give me that Jets question, but I just saw Pete Hoffman out there, the producer of BT and Sal, is also the Giants Radio Network in-studio producer. So he was out in Pittsburgh last night watching that game and then flew back, landed here at 3:30, came in, said he had to drive around for a couple hours to find a spot.
A couple hours?
That's what he said. And then he spent an hour talking to Fliegelman. So 3 hours he could have been sleeping. He was looking for a spot and talking to Fliegelman.
That guy's dedicated, though.
He is.
Flies back from a game. He's here. He's going to do his job.
I took yesterday off.
Shift. He did?
Yeah, I took yesterday.
Well, he had to be out in Pittsburgh.
No, I know, but I'm just, yeah.
I mean, Big Tongue is definitely all in.
He is. All right, so all what's right. This? We also got to get to the Giants as well.
Yeah, no, so just a quick Jet thing, and I don't know if it's just me. I thought watching the game on Sunday, why is it that every time Aaron Rodgers, at least on Sunday anyway, and I went back and watched the tape yesterday, so it did confirm what I thought. As the game's going on, I'm watching him throw the ball to Garrett Wilson, and Adam Archuleta was doing the game as, you know, extolling the virtues of one Garrett Wilson. I'm like, why does he always catch the ball and fall down? Literally every catch that was in the field of play, he caught the ball and fell down.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
So I went back and watched. There was one play on the sideline where he went up and grabbed it and made a nice catch, and he was knocked out of bounds. But the other catches were all in the field of play, and I guess he felt like he had to go down to get some of these catches. And there was one that, you know, one of the first ones where Aaron hits him down on the 2-yard line. And then the touchdown pass to Conklin came after that. But, you know, he's running. He should, like, catch it and go right in the end zone. Like,
he's not a yak guy.
Yeah, I wonder, I don't know, and I was thinking about this as the year has gone on here. I don't know if it's a reoccurring thing with him. I just wanted to go back and watch the tape yesterday.
Think he doesn't want to get hit?
I don't know what it is. It's just a weird thing. And, you know, some of the passes were low. Some of the ones he's got to go down and get. I know that. But it just seems to me, I don't know. I just felt really that he was not, like, comfortable, like, grabbing the ball and running with it as opposed to securing the ball, which I guess is the most important thing.
Yeah, if you didn't get enough Jets on Sunday, you get more on Thursday.
Yes.
You don't have to wait that long to get more Jets. I got to double check this because I saw this post on X about the spread for this game. And I
just wondered, do you agree with me or no?
I haven't looked at it that much, to be honest with you. And you went back, you looked at the tape. I didn't look at the tape.
Yeah.
I think I know what you mean. I feel like I've seen a lot of that. But I will keep an eye on it going forward.
It's strange.
How are the Jets favored in this football game? How? I mean, I haven't seen a ton of Texans football this year. I've seen every snap of the Jets.
Well, the Texans are 6-2. Steph Diggs is probably not going to play. He's their leading receiver in terms of catches. Nico Collins and Tank Dell will play, it looks like. C.J. Stroud had a bad road game at Green Bay, but has come back with 2 solid games. Their defense is 2nd in the league in yards given up, but they do give up points. You know, and I think everybody's, I don't know, the money, that means the money's got to be on the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, if you were making this spread for this game, what would you? If this, you were like a,
I would say the Texans like by 3.
Yeah, I mean exactly 2.5 Texans minus 2.5 Texans minus 3. It's Jets minus 1.5. How they don't deserve to be favored in any football game right now. I mean, they just lost to the New England Patriots. They're the one team I think that could actually lose to the Carolina Panthers.
Well, you saw the stats that showed you that they dominated the Patriot game, and in a game in which the stats were so one-sided, teams are 750-0. I think Dan Orlovsky put this out yesterday.
Yeah, Samini had something similar too about,
right,
like a team has never lost a game in the history of the NFL with whatever they had an advantage in statistically, whatever it was. Bottom line is it was just a freakish loss, which I think kind of makes it worse that you could be that much better than the opponent and still lose.
Yep.
Is insane.
You know, I watched the Steelers. We all watched the Steelers-Giants last night going back and forth. I'm like, the Jets got hammered by that Steeler team.
Yeah, they did.
And that Steeler team's okay. They're good. And they're solid. They're going to be always going to be solid on defense. But I felt like the Giants screwed themselves more than the Steelers stopped them.
Yeah, a couple of things. The penalties were insane. They couldn't get into a rhythm offensively because of them, whether it's a legal man downfield or a legal shift or whatever the hell's going on. And then, you know, there's a couple of times when they get down into the red zone and you're talking about, you know, fourth and two, or like around the 12, you know, fourth and three on the eight. And they're going and kicking these field goals. And I'm like, all right, I understand the Steelers are kicking field goals. And I understand that you got your ass handed to you last week. You only scored 3 points. So you're down there. You want to get some points. But you're 2-5. You're on the road. Like, play a little more reckless or a little more by the seat of your pants and make some of these decisions if you want to go in there and win the game.
Do you trust your quarterback to do that?
Yes, because he was going down the field. He was making throws. Now,
Brian Daboll is coaching his ass off. That's all I can tell you. He is trying to manufacture things, trying to keep the team in games, not letting them lose focus. I mean, they come out in the second half. They have a horrendous drive. They punt the ball. Next thing you know, it's a touchdown.
Yeah. And there was one throw that kind of sums up Daniel Jones. And he wasn't terrible. Like, he was terrible against the Eagles, and the offensive line was better, and they made a couple changes. But it was in the second quarter, and they're driving down the field. And it's, I think it's like a 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8. He's got Darius Slayton wide open, what should be a, you know, back shoulder throw because the, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because Troy Aikman did the exact right thing. And if you listen to what Troy said, he goes, Daniel needs to see it before he throws it.
Mm.
Yeah. That's, you got to anticipate it. You got to feel it. You got to have like a sense about you. And Troy was right in his criticism. You know, and I don't think they like doing Johnny games, to be honest with you.
Well, who does?
And it's not because he's a former Cowboy. It's because, you know, he wants to see good football. Now, I think they saw competitive football last night. There's no question about that. You know, but, yeah, I mean, that's the frustration with Daniel. And then, of course, the interception at the end, he overthrows. And it goes into Beanie Bishop's hands. But I don't know. I feel bad for Brian Daboll because I think he's busting his ass and I think he's trying his damnedest. And even like, you know, on that strip sack with TJ Watt at the end of the game, you know, Brian Daboll's like, we're supposed to have the tight end over there. We're supposed to shift over there and Daniel didn't do it. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
And in year six, it makes it even more mind-numbing. So it just really the question is, who is going to be the quarterback next year and how are they getting that person? And will John Mara allow Brian Daboll and Joe Shane to...
I hope he does.
I do too. I want them to stay, but that's those are the questions with the Giants right now. And it's like they're not like... And why are they so... And I know they lost by 8 last night, but... You know, why are they so much more competitive on the road and they can't do anything at home? Like, they came out and were like going, you know, blow for blow with the Steelers in the first half. You know, the game was relatively close. It's 9-9 at half. The, you know, at home, the last time we saw them at home, it was, what, you know, whatever it was, 28-3. It was horrible.
Yes.
You know, we did, at the game, watching them getting completely steamrolled. I mean, they can't score touchdowns at home. It really is amazing to me how that works.
You know, they are one of, I think, 5 teams that haven't won at home. They're one of 5 teams that have an 0-4 record at home. Now, of course, the Carolina Panthers are one of those teams. The Giants are one of those teams. Do you know who the other 3 teams are? One is pretty obvious, I think.
The Dallas Cowboys?
Yep.
Uh, 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 the New Orleans Saints.
Nope.
I don't know.
Oh, you got the Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
And you have the most shocking one of all, to me anyway. Dallas is shocking, and they've gotten trounced at home. The other one, the Bengals.
Oh, yeah.
The Bengals are 0-4 at home. Now, they have the Raiders at home this year. I mean, this week.
Well, CBS Sports Network just put up three teams that, you know, started out 2-6 and made the playoffs. And it's back up there. Look at that. And two of them happened since 2020. So there's hope, Jets and Giants fans. Come on.
Oof.
Oof is right.